This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. The special U.S. envoy to Haiti has abruptly resigned, attacking U.S. President Joe Biden's administration for what he characterized as its inhumane and counterproductive decision to deport thousands of Haitian migrants back to the Caribbean country. Ambassador Daniel Foote, who held the position for just 2 months, sent his resignation to Secretary of State Antony Blinken Wednesday, saying the U.S. approach to Haiti remains deeply flawed. He said his advice has been ignored and dismissed in Washington when not edited to project a different narrative from my own. Since Sunday, the U.S. has been flying hundreds of Haitian migrants back to their homeland after they flocked to the U.S.-Mexican border in Del Rio, Texas, in hopes of entering and then staying in the United States. State Department spokesman Ned Price rejected Foote's complaints, saying the ambassador's views, along with those of other advisors, were fully considered in a rigorous and transparent policy process. Price said for him to say his proposals were ignored is simply false. The U.S. has allowed thousands of Haitian migrants into the U.S. to seek asylum, but is sending others back on up to 7 flights a day to Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital, or the country's second biggest city, Cap-Haitien. Leaders of the United States, Japan, and Australia are expected to meet in person Friday in Washington to discuss cooperation in the Indo-Pacific in the face of China's growing power in that region. U.S. President Joe Biden, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison, India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga met virtually in March, but this would be the first time the group has met face-to-face. China has been steadily building military outposts in the Indochina region and is using them to back claims it controls vital sea lanes there. More information on this story and others, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.